BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Monday Scott Mills Daily Podcast, early for you because we're on breakfast this morning in for Grimmy. All the VMAs highlights, including Miley's dresses, also Bieber crying and Kanye wanting to be president. That all happened. Real or no real? And also another instant Dragon's Den. I put another would-be entrepreneur through to Deborah Meaden's home phone.
This is
the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills.
Good morning. Just a little bit of 5 seconds of summer there. And thank you, Adele. Hi, this is Scott Mills. Grimmy's off this morning because bank holiday, so we're on breakfast. And yes, it is bank holiday Monday, so raining in most places. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Scott.
Been to Reading?
I had a lovely time at Reading Festival. As you can probably hear in my voice, I shouted a lot.
Yeah, you sound good.
I ate rubbish food.
Yeah.
Partied. It was good fun.
Excellent. So feeling top form today, yeah?
And then I came back and I was staying at my girlfriend's parents' house, but came back and I got back about 3 or 4 in the morning.
Right.
And just made an absolute beast of myself.
Oh, no. What did you do? Not on the stairs again.
No, not the stairs. I wanted food. So I decided that at that time in the morning to cook a pizza.
Oh, awesome. And then the smoke alarms went off.
People woke up. It was just a very bad situation all round. So I'd like to apologise to them. They're probably not listening right now, if no. I'm honest, but the apology has been made.
Yeah, exactly. So at least you can say you've made it.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Fine.
Yeah.
I'm just looking through the photos of the VMAs, which happened while we were sleeping last night in Los Angeles. And I just put one of the pictures on my Instagram. There's Miley Cyrus there. With a pipe between her legs.
I saw your Twitter, yes.
And what appears to be Dave Grohl behind her holding the pipe. Have a look at my Insta, Real Scott Mills, if you want to have a look at that. But that picture's everywhere. You'll find it this morning. Okay, let's start with a bit of Galantis and Paramore on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Wake up if you have to.
This is
the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills.
Good morning, Daryl, who is driving back from Reading right now and needs a bit of love. Need a bit of Scott Mills love, do you?
No, you don't.
Maybe you do. Hello, Daryl. He's just feeling a bit delicate, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just a little bit emotional.
I was there on Saturday, and even then there were so many broken people. From just being there one night, a lot of them.
You seem all right today.
Yeah.
You've had a day, though.
I had a day recovery. So I had a day at Reading Festival, fun night, and then the next day, just doing nothing except eating curry.
Absolute write-off. Carly Rae Jepsen, that was, and Run Away With Me. Also up this morning is Matt, Frankie and Carly. They're off to Racing the Rain at Castle Coombe.
Nice.
Bit of racing for a bank holiday. Hey, listen, we've got loads of live lounges today because tomorrow is the start of Live Lounge Month on Radio 1 with Clara and Alice Levine at the weekends. So there's going to be a live lounge every single day. So we are going to rewind to some of my favourites from the last couple of years. And after 7, it's going to be good, from Justin Timberlake's Live Lounge special, which was in September 2013, I'm going to play Mirrors and also Shake Your Body, which he always does when you see him on tour. And it was just epic for me. And do you remember we had the whole cameras on it as well, about 6 tracks he did, which Florence is doing actually later in the month.
But also he has his background singer as well, doesn't he? The one that we were obsessed with for a large period of time, but we never got on the show.
I love him.
We need to still get him on. I'm still convinced he's out there somewhere and he's an untapped resource for us.
The big guy.
The big guy, yeah. The one who dances as well as sings.
If you've ever seen Justin in concert, you'll know exactly who I mean. So I'm trying to piece together what happened at the VMAs last night. It appears that Taylor Swift and Nicki Minaj, like their beef that they had on Twitter, that's fine now because they performed together.
Okay.
Miley Cyrus had a little nip slip.
Okay.
And also, Kanye West made some kind of speech about being president.
I've seen this. Because the thing is, you start seeing little drips and drabs, don't you, come through from the VMAs around about this time. It's the odd video that you catch on Twitter or Facebook.
It looked like it was quite eventful.
Yeah, the Kanye bit is amazing.
Let's try and dig a bit further and see what we can get for later in the show.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills here. I haven't mentioned this before, but you know that my old flatmate, who lived with me for years, has moved back in.
Oh, no.
Only temporarily, because him and his now wife are, they're about to buy a house, and it's not quite ready yet. You know, it takes ages to buy a house, so they're back with me for the moment.
Oh, I see. So he's brought her back with him.
Well, obviously, before he met her, we lived together for many years. And
she
took him. But now they're back.
And now he's back, Scott. You've got him back.
Yeah, he's back for a limited time only. But I'm noticing that he's already slipping back into his old ways. So we were sat down. The wife was out at the gym. So we were sat down watching Saturday Kitchen together. It was the best bits, the best bites. Mm. And they were making some banging pork chop thing. And he was like, I'm going to make that for you tomorrow night. And I was like, awesome. And I've noticed that we're just acting a bit like a married couple already. And he's only been there a couple of days. So he was like, I'm going to cook that Sunday night for you. I was like, brilliant. Okay. So I was out yesterday, got in the afternoon, text him going, what time's dinner? Didn't hear anything. I was like, hello, what time's dinner? The dinner you said you'd cook for me tonight. He was like, I'm in the pub. I was like, okay, good. So I haven't got any dinner now, and you said you were going to do this for me tomorrow night, but you're staying in the pub all day.
But I'm confused. Is he acting more like how he used to be? I mean, the fact that he's in the pub.
Just irresponsible. But, like, obviously I don't own him, but because he's currently living in my house, it's become a bit of a situation of, oh, right, you're in the pub, are you? Well, where's my food?
But I love that's how you work, because most people, when they have guests, give them dinner. Like, the general rule is, if you have someone come stay over, you generally make them dinner.
No, what I love with your guests... He's always cooked.
Yeah, but with your guests, if you do have someone over, you do expect them to act like staff.
Towards about 7, 8pm, I was going, dinner? Question mark. I'm just getting more and more short with him. And then I didn't hear anything. He just went AWOL on text after 8. And then I heard him crashing through the door about 10 o'clock last night. Obviously, had a few beers.
Yeah. Are you trying to corrupt him?
No, quite the opposite. I'm trying to get him home from the pub to cook my dinner.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good morning to Mark from Southampton, who has just landed from Johannesburg, having worked the night flight as cabin crew. Hiya! Please keep me awake while I travel home in this horrible rain. Mark in Southampton there. And Adam in Southampton as well. All the Southamptons are on today. He starts work later because it's bank holiday. Totally forgot. So he's currently now waiting outside work for 2 hours till it opens.
Oh, no.
Oh, you just forget, don't you?
How does it work when you're cabin crew on such a long flight? Like, do you get time to sleep yourself?
Well, what happens is if it's a long flight, let's say you're flying between here and LA, then you'll get to spend a couple of 3 days in LA and then come back. And then obviously Mark lives here, so he's been probably in South Africa for a few days. And comes back. They don't just... I mean, on the European flights, like if it was, let's say, a Cavos, they'd go there and straight back because it's not far.
They don't stay and enjoy the
nightlife.
No.
Well, sometimes. Not so much. Sometimes, maybe.
But you can't really go out in Cavos and then kind of be working like that the next day, can you?
No, that doesn't happen.
But also, I saw a documentary with Richard Branson and...
Yeah, he's not cabin crew.
No, I know, but he was showing the cameras around this plane and there was another little room. There was like a hidden room.
Where the
crew could go and it's like a little... it's like a den.
Well, if you notice, on long-haul flights, they're very attentive, but then... At some point during the flight, when the lights are down and
they
it's nighttime...
They vanish. They go to their little hole.
Yeah, they go to the hole. They run in like mice and stay there for, I'm saying, 2 or 3 hours. And there's no one around, is there?
It's true. They run to... there's a little nest.
Yeah, there is. And that's where they vanish to for a couple of hours. Wow. I don't know whether they sleep or whether they just chill out in there. If there will be cabin crew listening right now that know the secrets of this.
Yes, because that's...
Where do you vanish
to? That's what Branson said. Branson said there's this little room in here. And he did make a comment about what people get up to in the little room.
Oh, did he?
In their nest. Because it is. It's like, you know, at home where you make your own little...
It's a den.
You make your own little den. So you put a load of duvets down. It's just like one little area.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the rooms are true.
Yeah, I think the cabin crews, there'll be a lot of people who've just got off flights right now or are about to get on them that'll be able to tell us this. 81199. Good morning if you're in central and southern England. Leave the curtains closed. However, if you're in Scotland and later on Wales, throw your curtains wide. It's a beautiful morning. It's 7:10.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I remember going to that at the time because it was in the BBC Radio Theatre and just walking out thinking, he is the coolest man alive, still now.
So, so good, isn't it?
Oh, so good. So well put together. Such a tight performance. Amazing band. Great backing. So good. Justin Timberlake. That was Mirrors and Shake Your Body from the Live Lounge in September 2013. I could literally watch him for hours. I would go again and again and again.
If I was a pop star, he's exactly what I would want to be. Or like to think that I could be.
Yeah, you couldn't be. But I remember we had this conversation at the time where you were like, yeah, I could probably dance like that. No, you couldn't.
My theory was, right, he's good. Right, it's clear he's good. But
there's always a but with you, isn't there?
But what I'm saying is, it is a very well-rehearsed routine, that.
Yes, okay? That's so why it's good.
I think... It's not unachievable for me to do something like that if it was planned properly.
Come on.
No, because here's the thing. You say, no, you can't do it. And then I say, I can. You say, well, do it now then. And I'm like, well, no, but he couldn't do it right without loads of rehearsals.
This is like you thinking that you'd be good on Strictly. You wouldn't.
That's hard. That's particularly harsh coming from you.
I actually...
Of all people.
I'm testament to how hard it is. So I actually would pay for you to have a couple of dance lessons just to see what
would
it's...
Would you?
Yeah, I would. Like, and I can get the Strictly dancers like that.
So, well,
I
mean, I'm very interested in that.
They're proposal. Quite busy at the moment because the new series is starting in that. But come the new year, if I got you a couple of sessions with one of the Strictly dancers, let's see how you do, yeah?
Well, here's the aim for me is not to be on Strictly Come Dancing as a contestant, but as a professional dancer, which is something that... Because I thought to myself, look, I'm never going to get offered Strictly Come Dancing, am I? I'm not famous.
So, now you're being really ridiculous.
The way to do it, the way to get on is to learn to dance. That good at dancing that you get approached to be a professional dancer.
It's just so easy. They do it all their lives from like 5 years old. Right, so I'm trying to work out what this Kanye West thing was about at the VMAs. What do you know?
This was so good. So Kanye was doing a big, long speech. And I mean, I don't know how planned these things are, but then he announced that he was going to become president in the year 2020. But it looked like it was news to his wife because he sort of made this big statement, looked really proud, and then walked down and high-fived Kim.
Why was he on stage accepting an award?
I think so, yes. I'm not 100% sure. All I've seen is the video of him... doing this massive long speech. It went on for 11 minutes. All in all.
And then did people lose interest a bit like I did at his Glastonbury set?
He did win an award, by the way. No, people don't lose interest because people are like looking on with face of fish going, what is he saying? And then it's almost like at the end, he needed a big finish, but he wasn't sure how to do it.
But a bit like the Glastonbury set.
So just announced he was going to run for president.
Oh, sure. Okay. Well, that's your get out, isn't it? What can I say at the end?
I need something to get a cheer
just
here.
Need a big thing at the
I'm
end.
I'm losing them.
Come on, come back. I know. I'll say I'm going to be the president. Okay, so MTV are being right stingy about what clips we can use. So due to restrictions, we're not allowed to do that. But I know that you all want to hear highlights of Kanye's speech. So we've got voice of actor to do it.
Great.
So this isn't Kanye West. This is the voice of an actor. And he's going to tell you what Kanye said.
I don't know why I'm fitting too loose after this. It don't matter, though, because it ain't about me. It's about ideas, bro. New ideas. Mm. People with ideas. People who believe in truth. And yes, as you probably could have guessed by this moment, I have decided in 2020 to run for president.
What is that?
I don't know. And what happened afterwards? Did people cheer, or was it like tumbleweed?
No, everyone kind of looked on, and he was so proud. He looked like he said the most profound thing, which I suppose he had. And then he walked down to the bottom, and everyone's looking at him going, do you realise what you've just said?
You've just said you're going to be president. Thank you very much to the actor there who is working on the show, Mark, this morning for that really accurate reconstruction of what Kanye said last night.
The Scott Mills
Would you
Daily.
Prefer Gavilar?
I love Gavilar. Some of my friends call me Gavilar.
Do they? Okay. Whereabouts are you, please?
I'm in Cornwall.
Oh, lovely Cornwall.
Occasionally. People think it's nicer in people's heads than what it actually is.
No.
Do you work for the tourist board?
No, but it does just rain quite a lot down here.
It rains everywhere, my love.
But it does rain a lot down here. Like people.
No. You really understand. I don't think you realise what you're saying here. Like, me and Mills often go down that way together, mm-hmm. and it's a wonderful, wonderful place. We've spent many a time in Newquay. I've got so many happy memories in that place.
Of course you've been to Newquay, Chris. Of course you have.
All those times we've had in Senior Dick's.
Cracking place. Bertie's as well.
Oh, yeah.
The Club of Dreams.
Good times.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Okay, then, are you ready to play Real or No Real, Bank Holiday Monday special?
Absolutely.
Let's do this.
Sam Smith was once beaten in a school talent contest by a boy who drank a 2-litre bottle of cola.
Oh, no. Sam Smith doing?
Good point.
I assume singing, but...
I mean, it depends. Also, the kid who's drinking cola, we need to question what's going on there, because if they have managed to drink that 2-litre bottle of cola, then it is quite a feat, that, because that is a lot of cola, isn't it?
I think we also need to consider how long ago was this talent show, because, you know, when Sam Smith was younger, his voice has probably developed over time.
Yeah.
You know, back a long ago, his voice might have not quite been at its peak.
Yeah, I mean, we don't even know whether he was singing, do we? It just says he was beaten in a school talent contest by a boy who drank a 2-litre bottle of cola. So is this real or is it no real?
I think this is real.
I will say real.
That one is real.
Gutted. But look at him now. I bet Cola Boy's jealous. Yeah.
Well, we don't know what Cola Boy's doing now.
Cola Boy could be someone else we know, you know, another famous singer. Who just sounds this like, you know, it could be one of the guys from Disclosure. Like, look at them now together.
Cola Boy's Disclosure.
Can you imagine?
And next.
A new dating app's been launched exclusively for people who drive diggers.
There's a dating app for everybody now, all walks of life.
So this dating site, I assume if it's exclusively for people who drive diggers and those probably who fancy people who drive diggers as well.
This is a bit similar to Muddy Matches, isn't it? The Young Farmers dating site.
Yeah.
It's a common...
Have you been on any of those, Gabala?
No, not for me.
No? But are you on uniform dating?
No, I don't wear uniform.
You don't have to wear uniform. It can be people that like people in uniform. Have you not seen the advert?
It's true. No, it's not for me.
There's literally any niche you want.
Get on the apps.
My friends tell me that. But then you do hear so many stories about it going wrong, a bit cringy.
Yeah, but you could say that with like a date with someone you meet in a bar as well.
So this app for dating people with diggers.
She swerved that.
Just for people who drive diggers, but can it also be for people who like people that drive diggers?
Yeah, you sound interested.
Yeah. We can sign you up right now. I've got it open here. I mean, I haven't, because it might not be real. Oh, rubbish.
I mean, no, I agree with what you're saying, actually. It's classic friend advice, that, isn't it? To sign up to the apps. I wouldn't bother with that.
So is the Digger dating site real or no real, Chris?
I think this is definitely real.
I'm going to say real as well.
That one is no real.
Oh.
They cater for most people, these apps, but at the moment, not one for people that drive diggers. Let's invent one. And finally,
Calvin Harris used to have a YouTube channel where he got celebrities to open jam jars.
This is very weird to make up if no real.
There is something quite special when you open a jam jar and it does that little... The lid makes that little popping noise.
Yeah.
That is one of those satisfying things in life.
I just don't know why he would do this, though. Why would you have people on YouTube opening jam jars?
Is it like one of those weird specialist things? Do you know what I mean?
Bit
like
niche.
Yeah, one of those niche.
Go on, Ellie Goulding.
Yeah. Go on, Ellie Goulding. Open that jam jar.
Go on.
It's getting a bit weird now.
Go on, open it slowly, Ellie Goulding. Gabby, please help us. Is this real or no real?
I'm going to say real.
I think no real.
That one is real.
What? Yep, it was done as promotion for one of his early albums and included Florence and Katy Perry, although the videos of them opening Jam Jars have since been deleted.
Oh, gutted. I was about to search.
Go on, Katy Perry. Katy Perry. Open that Jam Jar. At the end of that round of Real or No Real...
I got 10. Gabalar, you got 20, and yes. You win.
Oh, yes.
Yes. All right, Gabby, thank you for playing. Have a good Monday. Apparently, you've got one question to ask me, though, right, about the podcast.
Oh, it was just to say, sometimes, like, whoever uploads the podcast, like, because I've recently got into the podcast over the last month, and as I'm going into, I'm starting my teaching job next week, like, first-time teacher.
Yeah.
So, obviously, I'm not going to be able to listen, so I'm going to be, you know, listening to teaching. The podcast most days. Yeah, maybe teaching. And sometimes the podcast isn't quite put up, you know, as promptly as I'd like it to be.
I know. I mean, we'll pass all this on. I'm really enjoying this feedback.
Well, I was going to text you in because, you know, sometimes you do admin bits.
Yeah.
I just thought, like, maybe if you ask people their, like, opinions about admin, it's just one of those things, like...
Right.
Sometimes the podcasts aren't put up quite as swiftly as I'd like to.
Right. Do. Okay, I'll write this down.
Do you want someone fired for that? Or can we just
No, not at all.
I mean, Gabby, if you want them fired, just say the word.
No, not that kind of
person. Okay, so podcast must be more promptly put up. All right, that'll be dealt with and that person will be fired later. All right.
No, I don't want them fired. Thank you very much.
Okay, well, they'll be suspended for a while and then come back. Have a good bank holiday.
Thank you. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. Going to discuss the VMAs again in a bit. It happened last night in LA. What do you need to know? Well, Rebel Wilson dressed up as a police stripper and Miley Cyrus did everything. Everything. Even though it was the 30-second delay, there was a lot of flash. And at one point, a pipe between her legs during a dance routine. And it looks like Dave Grohl holding the pipe from behind.
Is it Dave Grohl? Do we know?
We don't know yet. And a couple of nip slips. I mean, even though there was a 30-second delay, I thought she got away with a lot last night. It was quite a ride, the VMAs.
Mm.
And Kanye said he was going to be president. That's all you need to know if you're just waking up. It's 7:53. Morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
You're right.
I'm good.
What are you doing today?
I am at school as it's not a bank holiday in Scotland.
Oh, right. So you're a young teacher.
I am. I just started my teaching year 2 weeks ago.
How can I help you today?
I used to watch Jam TV all the time during freshers at uni.
Oh, this is the Calvin Harris Jam TV channel?
Yeah.
So when you're a fresher, you used to be all about it?
Yeah, every week he posted a new video and it was probably the most amazing minute of my life.
But it's just him and celebrities opening jam jars?
Yeah, he used to go to like festivals and stuff and he would just get somebody, give them a jam jar, he'd get them to open it and that was it.
Matt Hayes on Twitter says, Jam TV was incredible. Calvin also made a video about making fly eyes, which was even more bizarre.
I've not seen that one.
Was he just not busy at the time? Like, I think. What's the deal with that?
Yeah, I think a lot of more free time than he has now. I've got a little bit here.
Open that shortcut. I can confirm. I've also opened the shortbread.
Okay, so opening jam jars and also some shortbread. I really hope that one night he's going to sit down with Taylor and be like, oh, this is what I used to do before I met you. It's really good, isn't it? Thanks, Amanda. Have a good day.
You too.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. While you're sleeping, the VMAs happened. Miley Cyrus, all the outfits were on. Baco foil braces, some loofahs that you use off of showers. She wore those to cover her bits at one point. You know that, the loofahs?
What? The sponges?
Yeah.
What?
A flag. She wore a flag. Then there was kind of like trashy Barbie in Vegas look. And then finally some tinsel to finish it off. Why not?
Do you feel she's running out of ideas with all that?
Not looking at the outfits, no. Also, Justin Bieber debuted new hair. The internet went crazy. And Kanye West said that he wants to be president in 2020. And everyone was like, okay, really? Now, I'm not one for dressing up, as you know. But I like to make an effort when there's an event. Kanye West, mate, you've got a clothing line. Could you, like, maybe wear something else other than beige T-shirts? The Scott Mills Daily. Good morning, Jamie in Derby, who says, I know you're trying to squeeze out the rest of summer, but I am starting my Christmas shopping today. Great idea. I've already started.
I mean, how far in are you? Ah, no, this discussion annoys me. I've got a couple of things. People like you annoy me.
Why? And it's because you're dashing round at 5 to 5 on Christmas Eve.
Yes.
Not organised.
At Christmas.
Get it now. It's much easier. I'm saying let's play a Christmas song soon. Where are we at? No, come on. We've done it in September before. And
it's actually 31st. It's quite late for you, if anything.
I've done it in August before.
You have, yeah.
But Jamie's well up for it because he's on the way to the shops in Derby right now, starting his Christmas shopping today. Good morning to you. I think it's fine. I've just got a couple of bits, but I will get some more.
Have you got my Christmas present already?
Not yet, but I will have all of it done probably by the end of September.
That's so bad.
Why is it bad?
Because it's not Christmas.
Doesn't matter. Be organised.
I saw an email going around the other day about the work Christmas party.
Yeah.
I was like, why is this been discussed now? Let's not even discuss it yet.
But you just need to, like, it's like when I take you anywhere and you're like, oh, I haven't got a suit. Now, this annoys me. You're like, well, you've had a week. I've told you about this a week or 2 weeks before to get a suit for some event that I'm going to with you. And then you're like, oh, I didn't get it washed in time. Get it done.
We did. We had that stress not too long ago, didn't we? It was, I think I was going to a wedding.
Yes, it was a wedding.
I didn't have a suit the day before. Now, you came to the shops with me to help me in that situation.
Only because I wanted to help you because I know that at home you've got a scrunched up suit that you haven't bothered to, and you've known about the wedding for ages, but it's just in a corner somewhere.
You get really grumpy with me.
Yeah, it annoys me. And then you had a lovely suit because we went to the shops, didn't we, that day? Just get it dry clean, mate. Mm. Good as new. It's only disorganised people that don't like early Christmas shopping.
No, it's wrong. It shouldn't be allowed. It should be that everyone is on the same level at Christmas. It should be that it's almost like you're not allowed to buy Christmas presents until the day before Christmas Day. Then everyone would be the same.
Rosie in Worcester starting her shopping this weekend. It's only 14 Fridays till Christmas.
Oh, and that's my least favourite thing.
14.
From the last Christmas, it's only so many Fridays or Saturdays till Christmas.
Mate, 14,
whatever.
14 Fridays is not that much.
Yes, it is.
It's not.
It's ages away.
Get shopping.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So I'm interested to know what you lot think of this next track. It's the brand new single from Omi. You know that he is, has been temporarily in the Taylor Swift Illuminati. He's part of the squad.
Really?
Yeah. It's not just Gigi Hadid.
Well, it's not her normal type then.
Well, he performed cheerleader with Taylor on her tour in San Diego on Saturday night and then travelled with her on her private jet to LA for the VMAs.
That's where it happens.
Omi off of cheerleader. What happens?
The kind of... she casts a spell
on the brainwashing. On the jet. Once you're on the jet, you can't escape her. So I'm going to play the new single from Omi now. It's the follow-up to the number one hit, Cheerleader, which was number one in 20 countries. And now friends with Taylor Swift. So it's all going to go well. Now, this track is called Hula Hoop. It's more of the same. There it is. Have a listen. And let me know what you think in 3 minutes. Tom Crossman on Twitter says, well, it's got amazing brass, so therefore it's going straight in my basket.
Going straight in my basket.
Georgie in Bristol says, this Omi song reminds me of Owl City. I ask, well, how does it remind you of Owl City, Georgie? She says, they had the massive hit Fireflies and then tried to follow it up and it was not very good.
a bit harsh. I think if you like Cheerleader, you will quite like that.
I know.
Do you know what I mean?
Does anyone else really want crisps now?
It's not a vast difference between the two.
Do you think? Someone thinks that if you play that backwards, then there'll be a message from Taylor Swift ordering world domination. That's from Neil in Glasgow, who's fully on board with the Illuminati. Am I the first person to say it sounds exactly like Cheerleader, says someone from Cornwall, feeding cows? No. However, the reaction isn't bad, and I think it's one of them that it's going to grow and grow. But it could also be a size situation that we've got here.
A mother, father, gentleman.
Yeah, I mean, you had Gangnam Style, and then you had mother, father, gentleman, and as much as I tried to convince you all that it was as good, it wasn't.
We could see through your lies, Mills.
That was new Omi, Hula Hoop on Radio 1. It's dead catchy though, isn't it?
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Good news, Grimmy is back tomorrow morning from 6:30. I've got to say as well, our lad's doing well on X Factor. We haven't mentioned it yet.
Yeah.
Good.
It was, yeah, last night's episode. I watched last night's and it was, I mean, quite emotional at the end.
Yeah.
I'm weird seeing Grimmy. Like, obviously, we've known him a long time and weird seeing him in the actual judge's chair doing his thing.
I know. I couldn't get my head around it. It's like, why is Grimmy on X Factor?
Yeah.
Also, I see him every day. It's
I
like,
kind of, even when he's doing his serious bit, I'm looking at him going, lol, Grimmy's on X Factor. Like, I'm sure it'll all become a lot more normal,
yeah.
I think, over the next few weeks.
I'm enjoying the amount of his, well, we've known it for a long time, but I'm glad that like millions of people are now seeing his really gay dancing.
Yeah, yeah, it's very true.
Love him. Did you see him doing his thing to Girls Aloud, Sound of the Underground, last night? They showed all of it.
No, I missed
it. I know, because Grimmy loves a camera, and he is a frustrated pop star. I know that he would have been lip-syncing to Sound of the Underground, thinking, yeah, the camera's on me, but they're never going to show that. Mm. They showed all of it.
Oh, I need to catch up
all
on this
of it
bit.
From last night. Really good. Hey, are we all enjoying new, improved Justin Bieber?
I am. I don't know. But it feels to me like I'm being told that I should enjoy Justin Bieber now.
Whoever is doing his PR is doing a fantastic job. Let's give them a round of applause because we are now all believing that he's a really nice guy.
Yeah. Well, you're saying he's not.
I'm saying that I've met him before and he was an idiot, but he could have changed.
Yeah.
Like, but think about it. 1 year ago, it's been a complete turnaround from everyone thinking he's an idiot to now, actually, you're all right.
Last night as well at the VMAs, he cried after his performance.
Absolutely.
Now,
do you think it's because we've all accepted his apology PR thing? Like, they all believed it.
Yeah, and I'm not sure if what you're saying is true and there's like PR and stuff, are you saying he's been told to cry?
I don't know. So he did a medley of his hits at the VMAs, did a kind of weird monologue, then flew on a harness through the air. And then on landing, burst into tears.
It's a bit like you finishing today's show and bursting into tears.
I might do that.
See, I haven't got much time for it because I kind of think it is your job.
Or maybe he'd seen X Factor last night and was like, yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Maybe.
Or, it's a classic, harness too tight.
Oh, I see. And that is the kind of problem Justin Bieber may face.
Well, if you've just flown through the air, mate, that's going to hurt. That's going to clench down there. Do you know what I'm saying? Part of the massive PR to get us to like him again is that he's actually making music that's acceptable.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
God bless you, example.
I love him.
That's Whiskey Story on Radio 1.
I heard him described the other day as the king of pop on TV.
Okay, who did that?
Which I thought was, I'm trying to remember.
Even example would say that that's not true.
You see, I'm inclined to say it was an advert for his song or his album or something, but I'm not sure it would have been.
The king of pop is back.
Unless I've misheard it and it was a medley or something. And the king of pop.
No. He's not a modest man, but even he wouldn't call himself the king of pop.
I like that, though.
I think we're all forgetting as well that before Bieber took up the panpipes, Kygo's been doing it for a good 6 months. Kygo is king of panpipes.
King of panpipes. Yeah.
I'm just playing this for Catherine, who has just been on saying, panpipes really stress me out. They're supposed to be relaxing, but they really stress me out. What's all that about?
Do you know what?
Playing this for you.
I think a blast of panpipes on a Monday morning is a good thing.
I feel instantly chilled.
If you've had a big weekend as well, you know, that's what you need, some panpipes.
While you were sleeping, Kanye West said that he wants to be the new president of the USA. It was at the MTV VMAs. They won't let us use the clips, so here's a reenactment by an actor.
I don't know why I'm fitting too loose after this. It don't matter, though, because it ain't about me. It's about ideas, bro. New ideas. People with ideas. People who believe in truth. And yes, as you probably could have guessed by this moment, I have decided in 2020 to run for president.
No one was more surprised than his wife, who he high-fived on the way down after saying he's going to be president. It wasn't planned, that. He didn't run it past Kardashians first, did he?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good morning, this is Radio 1. They're doing a live lounge as part of Live Lounge Month. That is Disclosure and Sam Smith on BBC Radio 1. And that track is Omen. They are going to be on the 16th of September for Disclosure and Sam. Good morning, Catherine. He says, I'm working in retail. There's nothing that stresses me out more than the sound of panpipes. That's why I can't listen to Justin Bieber's new track. Let's just shout out everyone working in retail today because you're going to have a busy day. Okay, so you know Dragon's Den, the TV show? What about if you could cut out all that stuff and just get straight to one of the dragons? You don't have to go on the TV show or go in that lift or face them in person. You can just do it on the phone. I've got Deborah Meaden's home phone number. So it makes it quite easy, really. You call up, I put you through to Deborah, and you try to convince her that this is a great idea and that she should give her millions of pounds worth of investment to it. Are you ready for another instant Dragon's Den? Ready, Chris?
I'm ready. Here we go.
Let's do it. Hello, Beth.
Hello.
It's Scott. How are you doing?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. You sound confident.
I'm working with children today, therefore I have to be constantly happy.
Oh, okay, cool. So, welcome to Instant Dragon's Den.
Hello, thank you.
How confident are you that our favourite dragon is going to love your idea?
I'm pretty confident.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever thought of going on the actual TV show before?
Not in the slightest, no.
No, it's too long. I mean, I can have an answer for you from Deborah Meaden within seconds.
Exactly. What's the point in wasting your time going travelling? All of that.
You have to go in that lift. Yeah, and you have to actually meet them as well.
Yeah. Yeah,
no, hang on. That, I mean, that's quite cool to be able to meet them, but it's an intimidating situation.
That's what I meant. It's scary.
Yeah, no, I got that. That is exactly what I was thinking too.
Easier on the phone, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But just think how rich you could be very soon if this goes well.
Yeah, I'm hoping that she's just going to like my idea so much that she'll just be like an instant bank transfer.
Okay, get yourself yourself ready.
Get yourself ready.
Because I'm about to collect you to Deborah Meaden's house, and then you just got to shoot with your idea.
Okay, I'm fine, I can do this.
If she happens to ask why you're calling her house phone,
yeah,
just blame it on us, all fine.
Okay, all right, fine, okay, yeah. No problem.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hiya, is that Deborah Meaden?
Who's calling?
Oh, it's Betty. I've got an amazing idea that I think you really would like to listen to.
Beth, how did you get this number?
Oh, a good friend of mine.
Let me guess. Right. Okay.
Okay. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. How do you like a good stuffing?
Well, I love it. Love it. Absolutely.
Okay. How would you like to be part of a quintessentially British idea that I have of a takeaway roast?
Oh, well, it sounds lovely, but surely somebody does that already, don't they?
See, I've done a slight bit of research, and where I'm from in Winchester does not do this.
Oh, but that's just Winchester.
But my idea would be very broad, and I could develop it and do franchises and all sorts with the help of you, of course.
So what is it? Go on, tell me exactly what it is. It's a roast what?
It's a roast dinner takeaway and delivery service.
Beth, I'm absolutely sure there's restaurants and places that you can already do this. I quite like the idea because it's quite a faff, isn't
it? It's a good idea, right?
It's a good idea. It's just not a good business idea because I actually think there's places that already do it.
So what happens
I love what you're thinking. That's good thinking. Just think about something else and that would be a business. But I don't
think... Instead of going to a popular chain for a... substandard roast, you could get one delivered to your door, which is homemade and locally sourced.
Beth, I love what you're doing. You're doing that thing where you keep me talking so that I can't say those two words.
You could earn so much money from this.
Beth, I know what you're doing. You're lovely. I could talk to you all day. It's not a business proposition.
Do you want to talk to me a bit longer about my business?
I won't be investing, Beth. It's lovely to talk to you. I'm out.
She's gone, I think.
Yeah, that's a bit harsh, wasn't it?
Well, she doesn't waste any time, do you know what I mean? She's got money to earn.
Well, okay then. It's fine, I'll try again.
Here's the thing, I think she liked you.
Mm. Well, at least that's a pro, I guess.
Oh no, she was laughing along, but you were just talking over her to try and get your idea on.
My tactic was, if she just stops talking, then she might listen and then just be like, okay, fine, just have the money.
I know what you mean, but I think it has already been done, but not in Winchester where you're from, maybe.
Well, I did a slight bit of research, but I just, you know, clearly not enough. I'd like to know these places that she thinks they happen.
I was hoping you were going to ask for an instant bank transfer.
Well, I was going to get to that, but
she was off.
She was not feeling it, was she?
Yeah, on to the next one for Deborah.
Oh, well, what can you do?
Good to speak to you anyway. Thanks so much,
Beth.
Thank you. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
And if you think you've got an idea for Instant Dragon's Den, something that Deborah Meaden will definitely go for, then email me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Those are the best bits of Monday's show. Grimmy's back tomorrow morning from 6.30, and we're back at the normal time of 1 o'clock with the return of Innuendo Bingo.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1. BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.